You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. This week, in an opinion piece in the New York Times, Angelina Jolie explained a decision to have a double mastectomy to prevent future breast cancer. Her decision is getting a lot of attention, but the opportunity to screen for a gene which leads to an increased chance of breast and ovarian cancer was discovered in the mid-90s. Jolie has the gene and says it increased her chance of getting breast cancer in the future to 87%. She cut that risk to under 5% with the surgery. We're joined now by Carolyn Shore. She's the breast health navigator and genetic educator at the Robert and Carol Weissman Cancer Center of Martin Memorial Health Systems.
This is something that really is coming to much more to the forefront, genetic testing, especially for breast and ovarian. Breast is the highest incidence of cancers in women, and genetics for breast cancer and ovarian cancer has certainly come out much more, especially in the last 10 years. The fact that we can actually do genetic testing for it is a real breakthrough.
Is that testing available to anyone? Is it highly specialized? How does it work?
If a person wishes to be tested to see if they carry the mutation in the BRCA gene that puts them at higher risk, they can contact me or contact their physician, the health care provider, and talk about the benefits and the risks of testing. If they have a family history of breast cancer, especially at an early age, or ovarian cancer in their family, they may be a candidate for testing. And that would be a discussion that would be important for them to speak with the physician.
What kind of test is it? Is it intrusive?
It's a simple blood test. They do need to have informed consent, so they need to have counseling before they have it done. But then again, it's a simple blood test. It's sent away to a special lab, a genetics laboratory called Myriad, and then the gene is looked at very thoroughly to see if they have that mutation.
This has to be a big decision for anybody, let alone an actress known for her body.
I think that is so true, based on the fact that she has such a beautiful body, and it gives people, other women, that hope that if she could do that, if she could go ahead and have her breast removed to potentially save her life or in developing breast cancer, it gives them that hope to be able to say, well, I can do it too, because that's a really, really difficult decision for a woman to make. It has to do with your sexuality, how you feel about yourself and your self-esteem.
Do you see that happening, people who come back with a high risk? Is that a common decision they make?
That decision is, depending on the results of their tests, is always a decision that they make along with their physician. The physician would thoroughly discuss it with them, and in most cases, that is the recommendation. There's other ways, too. I mean, they can, certainly step up surveillance, mammograms, and checking for ovarian cancer, but in a lot of instances, the recommendation would be bilateral mastectomy.
We've been speaking with Carolyn Shore, a breast health navigator and genetic educator with Martin Memorial Health Systems, about testing for genes which indicate an increased cancer risk. We'll have her contact number on our website, WQCS.org. You'll also be able to find a link to cancer information from Martin Memorial Health Systems. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.